Right now, I'd like to invite to the show, welcome to the show, Michelle Balcony, who is the author of this book, Let's Chat About Economics. Michelle, welcome to Home and Family Finance. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
Where are you today?
Today, I am in Detroit, Michigan.
That's my home. That's what I thought. I'm just going to tell you. I'm from Detroit, Michigan.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it.
I was born in Detroit. Moved away to Ohio for a while and then back to Detroit. Graduated from Cass Tech there in Detroit and on and on and
on. I know Cass Tech very well. Great school.
Well, I should have known something this good had to come from somebody from Detroit. I just should have known that. But I do.
I love that this book comes out of Detroit. I absolutely love everything about that.
Yeah, and with love and gratitude to my husband and children, our chats lead to fun adventures. What a wonderful feeling about a book about economics. Talk to me about it. Why did you write this book? What was the inspiration here?
Sure. The inspiration was that I saw who became my co-author. I did not know him before. I saw Dr. Arthur Laffer give a presentation in Detroit at the Detroit Economic Club in 2012, and it was a great presentation. He not only is a very well-known economist who served in President Reagan's administration.
Yes, yes.
He's a bright man, and he's very charming, and he's able to explain economics in everyday terms. So my husband and I attended that lecture. And that night, we had a really great discussion with our children, who were 10 and 12 at the time, about what Dr. Laffer talked about. And we were interested in our kids' examples of scarcity and supply and demand and many other terms.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a great discussion at the dinner table. And like most families, that doesn't happen every night. There are activities. There are all kinds of things that prevent a family from sitting down at 6. This just happened to be a night we could all be at the dinner table at 6 o'clock. We were each sharing what we had done that day.
Yeah.
And we were thrilled that we had just had a conversation about economics with our kids.
That's fascinating. I mean, you know, I hear you. You're pointing out there's nothing unusual about us. It was one of everything was lined up in a way that this worked out for you, and you came back and said, "Okay, you were inspired by the conversation you heard." Obviously,
not only inspired by the conversation, but we had connected with our kids in a new way. I'm not an economist. I am a writer, and I worked in marketing and public relations before that. My husband is an attorney. We didn't major in economics, let's put it this way. So this was a new connection in our family, and I really wanted to keep it going. So I looked for a book that would allow us to do that. After not finding a book, I wrote out an idea, and I contacted Dr. Laffer, who's written many, many books for adults on economics. And I proposed that we write together. And Dr. Laffer is a grandfather, and he has many great-grandchildren at this stage of life. And he saw right away that this could be very powerful for families, just to give them a way to talk about economics at home.
My guest is Michelle Balcony. She's a freelance writer and speaker focused on creating connections between children and adults through economics. And before writing, Michelle worked in communications for some 15 years alongside technology investors introducing first-to-market products. She grew up in Florida, has lived many years in California and Massachusetts, and she now lives in Detroit with her husband, who is an attorney. They have two children. And this book that she has now put on the market is designed for children age 5 to 8 years old. That's a big step. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to Michelle about does she tell us how to make sure that we can talk to our kids? And sometimes about things that even we don't know so much about. Well, anyway, I think you'll find the discussion very important in terms of making a difference, a positive difference in the lives of your children and grandchildren. A great gift, I think. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The book is called Let's Chat About Economics. It is written by Michelle Balcony and Dr. Arthur Laffer. With the illustrations by Mary A. Kinsora. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful book to give this holiday season. Michelle is with us to talk about what I think most people think is really a very difficult thing, Michelle, and that's getting your kids to understand what you're saying when you talk to them about economics. Tough or not?
Yes, It is tough. And what I have come to think is very useful for parents and grandparents, it's kind of a word replace. When you hear the word economics, and I mean at home, through the media, even with, you know, the upcoming presidential elections and the candidates that are seeking office, when you hear the word economics, replace it with choices. Choices is a word we're all familiar with. We make choices. We decide, you know, if we're going to get up on time when the alarm goes off or we're going to give it a 5-minute snooze. We make a choice or a decision when we're having breakfast, when we're getting dressed, how we're using our time. You know, these are all choices that we make, none of which revolve around spending or saving money, although absolutely economics supports those choices. But I find just the word economics, you know, makes people just glaze over.
Yeah,
you know,
yes,
they're taken back to school and widget manufacturing, or they think it doesn't apply to them. And I'm here to tell you, economics is around us in everyday life. Every choice we're making can be mapped to an economic decision.
Yeah, it's a great substitute word for economics. You're right, because it is all about choices, and that's what this really amounts to. How old were your children when you first talked to them about this?
Well, you know, we're very fortunate. I don't know if many know this, but in Michigan, we have kindergarten through 12th grade economic curriculum. So I will tell you, not all states are like that. I have aligned the book to several state curriculums, including Common Core. There's no economics in Common Core, but the book does align for reading and comprehension. So we first talked to our children about economics when our daughter was in first grade. She told us her teacher brought a big bag of pretzels to the classroom and talked to them about scarcity and how the children in the class would divide that bag of pretzels. Should they make it last all week? Should they just, divide and have them all in one day? Should it
choices.
Be for kids who completed their work? It was choices.
Choices, yeah.
And her first grade teacher did that. So when I set out to write the book based on a conversation in our own family around the dinner table, I talked to Dr. Laffer. We decided on the terms, but we decided to use everyday scenarios just like that.
Beautiful. Now, obviously, you talk about Detroit schools, and they're being taught in schools, but you obviously don't think that's enough.
No. And here's the thing. We've had very good experiences with our children. We've had phenomenal teachers, absolutely phenomenal. But, you know, Brian and I decided to have a family many years ago, and we're responsible for raising our children. And there are many things that we talk about at home. Whether or not they talk about it in school or not, you know, really doesn't matter. We talk about them at home, and that revolves around our values, our faith, you know, our hopes and our dreams. And in this case, I think it's a great opportunity to talk about economics and form a connection with your child. You know, as one grandparent said to me, after a speech, they're worried about their grandchildren. One in particular was going away to college, had just graduated at 18. And that grandparent was worried that economics and financial literacy had never been discussed in their home, you know, with their children raising their grandchildren. And isn't it a great idea to start talking about choices and economics with elementary students? Because later, when they're older and they go out on their own, to do whatever they would like to pursue at age 18 or beyond, that they have an understanding of decision-making and that everything has an opportunity cost. For example, we talk about opportunity cost as the thing you didn't choose. That could mean, you know, you're choosing a chocolate chip cookie over a slice of cake for dessert. Mm-hmm. It could mean that you're playing out front with your friends instead of shooting hoops in the driveway. You know, the opportunity cost is just the thing you didn't choose. Well, at 18, they're making a lot of choices. And if they decide to, you know, go live on their own, then they're giving up the ability to live at home and save money.
That's a choice that they have to make. You're right. Let's chat about economics. Michelle Balcony is my guest. She's done the hard work for you folks here. The book is available. When we come back, she'll tell you where you can find the book. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry. All right, let's get back to the topic at hand, and that's a book that I am very, very fond of, as you can tell, because it actually is the epitome of what we preach. Economics for Children, Teaching Them at a Very Early Age. My guest, Michelle L. Balcony, teamed up with Dr. Arthur Laffer. What they put together is a book called Economics, or as you say, Michelle, it's really a book about choices.
That's right. Let's Chat About Economics really just presents choices in an everyday scenario and relates that to real economic terms. And I think that's unique about our book. We are using, you know, the real terms. We even have a glossary in the back of the book. So scarcity and supply, demand, incentive, disincentive, opportunity cost, these are all terms used in the book. In familiar scenarios, we have four short stories. Each take 10 minutes or less to read. And they're built around going to the grocery store, planning a family trip, fun that you're having in the summertime, and then earning and saving money via a yard sale for that must-have tech gadget.
It is so well thought out, folks, and it's a 48-page book. I mean, it's not a novel. It's a short book that has a very friendly face, shots of children, and it's the kind of book that, while the word economics is there, it's the kind of book that will be attractive to your child, so that that they'll want to open up. I think. Now, what age group are you really aiming this at this point?
You know, this was written, and I should mention too, it's beautifully illustrated from a young woman, also from Detroit, and she studied at the College for Creative Studies, just a fantastic art school. It's illustrated, so it does appeal to younger students. We've written it for elementary age students to read with their parents or their grandparents. But I should also mention early in the process, this material was part of a pilot program at a Detroit charter school with eighth graders. That was before it was illustrated, so it's even more kid-friendly with the illustration. But just to prove the point that the material and these, you know, common choices that we make every day, you know, do appeal to kids. And the charter school used it right before these children took a final exam in eighth grade for economics.
Oh, where can your book be found, Michelle?
Sure. Well, you know, it's always official when you're available on Amazon. So if anyone were to go to Amazon and search Let's Chat About Economics, you know, this is a two-way conversation in a family, so it's Let's Chat About Economics. We have it in three formats. We have a hardcover, a paperback, and a Kindle version.
Okay, so it's available in different formats that work for you. What's your plans for the future? I mean, is this more than just a start? I mean, are you going to do more books? Are you going to aim at different levels? What's in the future?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I love speaking to groups of kids and adults. And so I talk at schools, I talk to parenting groups, even investors who want to treat their clients and say, how do we take what we do every day to kids? But we will also come out with another book, Let's Chat About Democracy. So look for that late next spring.
Thank you. Thanks so much for being with us, Michelle Balcony. We'll be right back with more. This is Home and Family Finance.